Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And as always, it is a great word. It's a great word. And I'm thankful that God has given us the opportunity to get together in His Word. I apologize for the technical issue I had. It was because, again, you don't let the battery on your phone run down or on your mic. I had some issues with my headphone and with my telephone. And so forgive me, but it is all good. God is good. We are charging well. Hallelujah. And we are going to move forward. I just want to take a minute to say a prayer for our neighbors, our friends, our family. You know, I pray for our world. As I was looking at some things in news feeds this morning, one of the things that came up disturbed my spirit. And it was dealing with citizens and people of color in Ukraine not being able to get out because they were being stopped at the borders by Ukrainians. They would allow the Ukrainians to leave, but not the Africans or people of color to leave. And it was had some very racist overtones. And we are all people of God, and we want, as we pray for native-born Ukrainians, we also pray for those that are in Ukraine on visas studying. We pray for everyone in the nation, not just some, but all, because we're all God's children. Pray, Lord, that you unharden any hearts that may have bigotry in them, may have prejudice in them, may have issues with color in them, and ethnicity in them. Father God, for we are all yours. And Father, I pray protection over all citizens of Ukraine, as well as the citizens of Russia who are against this horrible conflict. Lord God, I ask you to help these nations and help our world to come together, because if we are not together, we will not have a planet to live on. But Lord God, you know that the ecosystem of this planet is changing. You know there are some places that are getting too cold and others that are getting too hot. There's flooding, there's tornadoes. There's hurricanes and tsunamis. There's so many different things going on this planet, Lord God. Father, I ask you to help us to love each other and care about each other, that we will have a world to live on that you created for us. Lord, I lift up our nations before you today, asking you, Father God, to come in and show out, and show all these authoritarian leaders all over this planet that there is only one God, and it is you, and you are in charge of everything, and you know everything. Show it up and show out, Father. Show the spirit of Antichrist all over this planet, even in the church. Show up and show out, Father God, and let those that think they are better or know more than you, that they have nothing, because you even gave them what they have, And if they're not using it the way you want them to, Lord God, then you show up and show out. But you are our Father, and you are the disciplinarian and the corrector of all things wicked and evil. Father God, we ask you to help tame the tongue of those that speak negativity into this world, that speak hatred into this world, that speak the things that are not of God into this world, but who claim to love you. Father God, I pray for all people on this planet. I pray for the animals on this planet that are being moved out of their habitat. Lord, I pray for us to be better, to be more loving, to be more kind, to be more gentle, to be more patient with each other, and to love each other as you love us. Because we can't claim to love you, Lord, and hate each other. So, Father God, I lift up this word this morning that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit. And, Lord God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy sight. For you, Lord God, as I pray every day, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And I am thankful, Lord, that you have chosen me for such a time as this. I'm grateful, Lord, that you used me, and I'm blessed to be your daughter. And it's in the name of your mighty and holy Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ, I lift up this planet and everyone in it and ask you, Lord, to heal this land. In Jesus' name, amen. We have to pray, family. Prayer changes things. And as we end this month of love, I just want to say, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. But love God and love me as your neighbor. Keep God first in whatever it is you're doing and love each other. Because love changes all things and it changes our hearts. So let's get in our word this morning. We are coming out of Leviticus chapter 25, but we're going to go back to Leviticus chapter 24. And catch some things that we may have missed on Friday. So please join me in Leviticus chapter 24, chapter 25. Psalms 28, 6 through 8, and Proverbs 10, 19 through 21. We actually read our today's New Testament word on yesterday. And if we have time, we may hit it again because I just like the Word of God. So I don't mind reading it more than once because sometimes you gain something more than what you did the day before. So let's get into Leviticus chapter 24. And again, thank you so very much for being with me this morning. I thank you for just listening in because this Word is so rich and it's so good that I just get excited just reading it to you and reading it with you. And again, always looking for readers. If there's someone that has a heart that loves to read, then please just DM me at minister_btalksword on Twitter. Or you can Facebook me at Bridget Smith. And the world one is at date of birth 314. So thank you so much because I do have a counterfeit out there. And their birthday is in January. And they have even have my picture up with my children. I mean, yeah, they have tried to really mimic my page. But all my friends know not to accept anybody that says they are me because I'm not taking any more Facebook friends and I'm not sending out any friend requests. So as we go, let's keep it moving. And it says in the Word of God, in Leviticus chapter 24, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to make the lamps burn continually outside the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting. Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord, and you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his, and they shall eat it in a holy place, but it is most holy to him from the offering of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. Now the son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, and this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shilomith, the daughter of Debri of the tribe of Dan. Then they put him in custody that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take outside the camp him who cursed, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Then you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. And whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him, the stranger as well as him who is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death. Whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death. Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, animal for animal. If a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has cursed, caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. And whoever kills an animal shall restore it. Whoever kills a man shall be put to death. You shall have the same law for the stranger and for one from your own country. For I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they took outside the camp him who had cursed and stoned him with stones. So the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. We are blessed because we can atone through Jesus Christ. We are blessed that we are not stoned for the things that we say, because we know that death and life is in this little tongue. I preached on it yesterday, and I'm telling you, this little thing behind your teeth can cause all kind of stuff, can cause forest fire and burn up some things. And we have to be very careful what we say. This young man, I'm sure, did not know that when this little tongue behind his teeth spoke a curse, that it was going to cost him his life. In the midst of fights, people say things they shouldn't say. Curse and do all kind of stuff. But I'm just saying that the things that come out of our mouth, we will be held accountable. And so you have to be very careful what you speak and what you say. Things that may have been easy to say and nobody said anything about it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago, now can cause you your job, can cause you your livelihood, can cost you your life. We have to be very careful what we say, because we're not trying to die because of words spoken in anger. So be careful what you speak, and allow God to speak through you and for you, because God is always in charge of everything. He knows what thoughts you think. He knows what you drink. He knows what you eat. He knows what you speak. He knows where you sleep. And he knows what everything is in your life. We've got to trust God and do what is right. And as we get into our words, let's go to Leviticus chapter 25. And it says this in the word of God. And the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather its fruit. But in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your grape, your vineyard, where grows of its own accord of your harvest you shall not reap, nor gather the grapes for your untended vine. But it is a year of rest for the land, and the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you. For you, your male and female servants, your hired hands, and the stranger who dwells with you. If your livestock and the beasts that are in your land, all its produce shall be for food. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, seven times 7 years. And the time of the seventh Sabbath of years shall be for you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee. For you and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. And if you sell anything to your neighbor, I buy from your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops, he shall sell to you. According to the multitude of years, you shall increase its price, and according to the fewer number of years, you shall diminish its price. But he sells to you according to the number of the years of the crops. Therefore, you shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. So you shall observe my judgments and perform them, and you will dwell in the land in safety. Then the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your field and dwell there in safety. And if you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year, since we shall not sow nor gather in our produce, then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. And you shall sow in the eighth year and eat all produce until the ninth year, until its produce comes in, and you shall eat of the old harvest. The land shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the land of your possession, you shall grant redemption of the land. If one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possessions, and if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold. Or if the man has no one to redeem it, but he himself becomes able to redeem it, then let him count the years since its sale, store the remainder to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he is not able to have it restored to himself, then what was sold shall remain in the hand of him who brought it until the year of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee he shall be released, and he shall return his possession. If a man sells a house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it's sold. Within a full year he may redeem it. But if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house in the walled city shall belong permanently to him who brought it. Throughout his generations, it shall not be released in the Jubilee. However, the houses of villages which have no wall around them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee. Nevertheless, the cities of the Levites and the houses in the cities of their possession, the Levites may redeem at any time. And if a man purchases a house from the Levites, then the house that was sold in the city of his possession shall be released in the Jubilee. For the houses in the cities of the Levites are their possessions among the children of Israel. But the field of the common land of their cities may not be sold, but it is their perpetual possession. If one of your brethren becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Take no usury or interest from him, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You shall not lend him your money for usury, nor lend him your food at a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a slave. As a hired servant and a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. And then he shall depart from you, he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family. He shall return to the possession of his fathers, for they are my servants whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves. You shall not rule over him with rigor, but you shall fear your God. And as for your male and female slaves, whom you may have from the nations that are around you, from them you may buy male and female slaves. Moreover, you may buy the children of the strangers who dwell among you and their families who are with you, which they beget in your land, and they shall become your property. And you may take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them as possession. They shall be your permanent slaves. But regarding your brothers, the children of Israel, you shall not rule over one another with rigor. And understand, during time of enslavement, there have been folks that use these scriptures to justify enslaving people. But understand that God has changed everything with Jesus. Jesus is the Savior for all, not just for one group or another group, but for all of us. He came and he saved us all. We are no longer slaves. We are free. We are all children of the Father, grafted in by his Son, Jesus Christ. And so, yes, we read this thing about slavery, and we read about Jubilee, and we read about all these things that were going on in the Leviticus world. But understand that through Jesus Christ, we are no longer sacrificing rams and lambs and doves and turtle doves and and goats and lambs and rams. We are saved by his blood. And when we remember that, as we read this about enslavement, God is not wanting us to enslave anyone. All we do is set them free with the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is as our Lord. And as we continue in this note, in this Leviticus, where it says, now, if a sojourner or stranger close to you becomes rich, and one of your brethren who dwells by him becomes poor and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner close to you, or to a member of the stranger's family, after he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or anyone who is near kin to him in his family may redeem him. Or if he is able, he may redeem himself. Thus he shall reckon on him who brought him. The price of his release shall be according to the number of years from the year that he was sold to him until the year of Jubilee. It shall be according to the time of a hired servant for him. If there are still many years remaining according to them, he shall repay the price of his redemption from the money with which he was brought. And if there remains but a few years until the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him, and according to his years he shall repay him for price of his redemption. He shall be with him as a yearly hired servant, and he shall not rule with rigor over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall be released in the year of Jubilee, he and his children with him. For the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, and I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. The Lord God is put so many things in place to protect his children. And since we are grafted in, we belong to him. And enslavement is not in our future. The Lord is their strength. The Lord is our strength. Our Father God in heaven has created us by his love and for his purpose. You are not slaves to anyone. You are free. You are grafted in to the family of God. I say it again. Because so many times there are those that want to make you feel inferior because you are a servant of God. You are not inferior. You are highly exalted because you are sons and daughters of the Most High. Remember who your daddy is. And don't let anybody make you feel bad about the color of your skin or your face. You belong to the Most High, and he loves you more than anything. And he's already said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And as we get into our psalm work, we're going back to Psalm 28, and we're going to start at verse number 1. And it says this, to you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. David didn't pray. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. And we got to keep that word in our heart at all times. When you're going through, remember this word. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Say it with me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I will praise him. Hallelujah. And until David goes on to tell us, the Lord is their strength. And he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Thank God every day that he hears you, that he loves you, that he cares about you, that he wants the best for you. That's the Father we have who loves us like that and wants the best for us at all times. And as we go back to Leviticus, it says the children of Israel are servants to me. We are servants to the Most High God. We are his servants, and we will always be his servants. And it says we are not only children of God, we are his servants. The one speaks of privilege and the other of duty. Both are ours in Christ. Hallelujah. We are children and servants of our Father. And he loves us, each and every one. And it's for his grace and his mercy and his love and his kindness that we move forward. Move forward in God. Move forward in his love. Move forward in the joy and the peace that can only come from our Father God. And as we go into Psalms 28, and 9 says, save your people and bless your inheritance. God gives us, this is what Dr. Stanley tells us in this life lesson. God gives us his hands of salvation right now, not just in heaven. He blesses us right now, not just in eternity. He leads us and sustains us every day on earth. Heaven merely completes our relationship with him. Keep God first in whatever it is you're doing. Don't worry about anything else. But whatever your assignment is for the Lord, do your assignment. And do it that your daddy God is watching and that he is with you, that he is a proud papa when he sees his children doing what he asked them to do. And I know that I can be a disappointment sometimes. We all can be disappointments to our families and to our parents. But understand, you are loved because you belong to the daddy. You are loved because he loves you back through your good, through your bad, and through your downright ugly. He loves you back. And we are blessed because we are loved by God, because that's who he is. That's who we are, his children. Proverbs 10, verses 19 through 21. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Again, be careful what you speak. Watch what you say. You know, what you're talking about, Willis, is more than just a saying by honor. We got to stop and be careful what we say, what you're talking about. What you're talking about can be good or it can be bad. We got to talk good. We got to speak what's right and righteous. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Listen to this word. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many. But fools die for lack of wisdom. We don't want to be a fool. We don't want to die in lack of wisdom. We are sons and daughters of God, and we got to start acting like it. Because the enemy is busy, as we can see all over this world. He is busy, busy, busy. But we are children of God, and we are covered. Thank God for your covering. Thank God for hope in the future. thank God for his love. And thank God daily for his love, for his son, which is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. You know, Jesus, even in our yesterday word, he tried to go away. He tried to go to just by himself. But, you know, when people are here, it's almost like people that are in positions of power, you know, are idols that people are worshiping when they should not. There is only one God, and he says, thou shalt have no other God before me. You cannot worship people, places, and things. Because if you do, it's idolatry. You cannot bow down to statues. You cannot kiss the ring of anybody's hand. You cannot do those things because that is not a God and that is idolatry. What you bowing down to? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wind up in fiery furnaces and lion's dens. Our lion's dens and fiery furnaces because they would not bow down to anything or anybody but the one true God. And they prayed morning, noon, and night, prayed. And we got to pray too. You got to push. We got to push for our planet. For our planet. Not just for nations and countries, cities and towns that are on the planet, but for the planet. Understand, we don't have rocket ships to take everybody off this planet and another planet to go to. This is our home that God made for us, and we got to start treating it with the respect it's due. Because, again, this planet is alive and well. Do you see a dinosaur running around? Not at all. The only dinosaur running around is in your backyard, Frank. And we better understand that if God can get rid of a dinosaur, he can get rid of us. And we'll be fuel for somebody else. We got to stop and thank God every day for a new day in life and ask God to guide us in taking care of this world. Because if heaven comes down, and when heaven comes down, we got to understand we don't want heaven coming down to a wrecked up, jacked up planet that we have destroyed. We understand when we go to Revelations, heaven's coming down to earth. We got to have an earth for Jesus to come to. A new heaven and a new earth. Do you want to be a part of it? We need to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Time is running out. It's running short. Where do you want to spend your eternity? In the pit or with Jesus? I want to be with Jesus. And I know that I know that the Lord is my strength, and he is my shield. And I will trust in him with all my heart. And I will not be leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, I will be acknowledging him, because I want my daddy to direct my path. I want to be an obedient daughter. I want to be who my daddy says I should be. Not perfect, but I pray that I can be transformed and not conformed. That is our word for this morning. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. If there's anyone that has a word that God has put in your heart to speak, then push the number 1 on your phone or call 213-943-3597 and your line will be open. Again, 213-943-3597. And your line will be open. And our title again this morning, the Lord is their strength. Say it together. The Lord is my strength. You know, he is not just theirs, he is mine as well. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. We have a caller. 6962, your line is open. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning. You know, God is telling me that trust in him, because we can't see the forest for the trees, but we have to walk on with him no matter what. Rely on him, love him, let him just lead us, you know, because sometimes we do things and we mess up the whole pot of stuff, you know. So we have to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not into our understanding. And in all our ways, we must acknowledge him. You didn't wake up on your own. You didn't open your eyes on your own. You didn't open your mouth. You did not hear. You did not walk, talk. Nothing on our own. It's all by him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You better preach it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, we have too, you know. Alarm clocks don't do nothing for us. But God does all things for us. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Hey, son, under here, your glory.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. What a word.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we
yes.
didn't get here on our own. We didn't wake
sure
up
didn't.
On our own. We thank God every day that he gave us a do-over. Every day you walk, you wake up, you have a do-over. And
Amen.
We just want to pray again for the world, for our pastors, for each other.
Yes.
For healing, for grace. Everything yes. for mercy that can only come from God. Father
yes.
God in heaven, as we get ready to wrap this word up today, we thank
yes.
you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord, we know everything happens for a purpose and a reason, and it is to draw us closer and nearer to you, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to continue watching over all of us. Continue
yes.
guiding our footsteps, that we stay in our square, that we go where you want us to go, and do what you want us to do, and say what you want us to say. But Lord God, we are your children, and we
yes,
speak
God.
As our Father speaks through us. So Father
yes.
God, I again thank you for this day that you have made. Lord, I rejoice in it. I am thankful, I am grateful, I am blessed that you gave us another day. We are blessed beyond measure that you
yes,
woke us up this morning, as my sister said. Clothed in our right minds, oh God.
Okay.
We ask you, Lord, then to bless the sick and the shut-in. We ask
yes,
you,
God.
Lord, to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, that no
yes,
harm,
God.
No pain, no anything will come nigh them or their families. Lord God, we ask you to bless and watch over caregivers, those that take
yes.
care of those, their loved ones, those that take care of children, that take care of seniors. We ask you to bless them and watch over them, Lord.
Yes.
But to us, some of us that do this, it is not just a job. It is a calling. Lord, I thank
yes.
you for calling me to do your will. Lord
yes.
God, you've taken me from the boardroom to the bathroom. And it's all
okay.
right because I do it for you, Lord. And I thank you for the opportunity to serve. Because, Lord God, I am a servant. Because you are my daddy. And
Amen.
I know that I am above and not beneath. And that I do what I do because I love you. And I love all of humanity. So, Father
Amen.
God, I lift up those that are traveling the highways and the byways today.
Yes.
Asking you to watch over them and put your angels of traveling, mercy and grace to surround them. Bless our children, Lord God. Keep our children covered as they go to their schools, oh God. As our nations open up and masks are no longer being worn, that you protect our children, that you protect the vulnerable from any illnesses and any viruses and anything that is in the atmosphere. Lord God, protect and put a shield around your children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as always, family, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours be blessed, for you are
yes.
highly favored, because the yes. Lord is our strength. Have a blessed
yes.
day, family. It is, Evangelist, it's a wrap.
Hallelujah.
It's a wrap. Have a blessed day. And please join me tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, God willing, for a word from the Lord. Have a blessed day, family. It's
Amen.
A wrap.
God bless you.
God bless you as well, Evangelist. Have a blessed and wonderful day, everyone.
Yeah.